if people can take their seats. Hello everyone, my name's Mick Reed and I'm facilitating the next couple of days of this conference, and I have the pleasure of doing that. So welcome to the ACHS AHHA 2014 Quantum Leap Conference on Health Innovation, Making Quality Count. There's a few procedural things I've got to do first, and the first one I have here is emergency procedures, and my note says 2BC. So it's to be confirmed what we do in emergency procedures, but I take it we follow the directions of the venue staff, is that correct, about how we go forward. A few other things, breaks and lunch will be served immediately outside the main hall in the trade display area. Conference dinner will be held in this room tonight, which will feature address by the Federal Minister for Health, and I welcome the State Minister for Health here, Peter Dutton and Bill Moss, and please see the registration desk if you've not already collected a ticket. Your registration includes a ticket to that event. There'll be two breakfast sessions tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and a lunchtime session. All are included in the registration, but numbers to all are limited. So please see the registration desk if you have not already collected a ticket for your preferred sessions. Conference app is available from iTunes and from Google Play. Search for the Quantum Leap. The app contains all the information on the program, the speakers, the sponsors, the trade display. And once you have registered your profile, you can also upload photos, comments, ratings, etc. Social media, there's a Twitter hashtag of #TQL14. I think that's up there. Was up there. So that's all of the introductory bits, and I would like immediately to welcome the two CEs of the organisations who are hosting this event, Alison Verhoeven, the CE of the AHHA, and Christine Dennis, the CE of the ACHS, to welcome you.
Thanks very much, Mick. Minister Skinner, special guests, Uncle Alan Madden, Professor John McDonough, Professor Rupen Araya, Helen Morrison, Joe Gallagher, Professor Mick Reed, AHHA and ACHS boards and council members, delegates and sponsors, good morning. On behalf of the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you today to the AHHA ACHS conference. I'm also delighted to announce to you today that the AHHA Council last night elected its board for 2014. Our incoming board chair, Professor Paul Dugdale, is here with us today. As is our outgoing board chair, but who remains on the board for the next year, Dr. Paul Scown. And I won't go through their names, but could I please ask the other AHHA board members for 2014-15 just to stand up so you know who they are. So thank you very much. As many of you will know, 40 years ago, the AHHA was a founding member of the Australian Council on Healthcare Standards, and we remain strongly committed and involved in its work to enhance the quality of healthcare in Australia. Equally, the AHHA is committed to a vision for the Australian health system as one which is affordable, accessible, equitable, and above all, leading to the best possible health outcomes for all Australians. So it's most fitting that this year, our conference theme is Health Innovation, Making Quality Count. Over the next 2 days, you'll hear from political leaders, clinicians, academics, philanthropists, some of the world's leading thinkers in health systems, and importantly, some future health leaders. We're very excited about the excellent program on offer over the next 2 days and look forward to sharing it with you. The AHHA staff are here to help you over the next couple of days. You'll notice us by the blue strips on our tags or by the very worried looks on our faces or how fast we're running, one or the other. While I'm talking about the AHHA staff, and I won't be up on stage very often, so I want to do this today, I'd really like to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of them. They have worked so hard to put this together. So please, a round of applause for the AHHA staff. And I'd also like to acknowledge the members of the AHHA-ACHS Steering Committee for this conference, and in particular Ian McManus and Lena Lowe, who worked with us very hard on this too. So thank you. A small request of all of you. One of the things I think that Australia and Sydney is very renowned for is the warm welcome that we offer, particularly international guests and special guests. So I'd please like to ask you to make a particular warm welcome to John McDonough, who's here from the US, Joe Gallagher and his partner Harmony, who are here from Canada, Ruben Araya and Helen Morrison from the UK, Mark Britnell, who will join us tomorrow, but also particularly to the winners of two Indigenous scholarships that we've held this year, Michael Lawler and Diane Crawford. Please make them very welcome. And before I hand over to ACHS CEO Christine Dennis, the conference wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors and our exhibitors, in particular our gold sponsor Riskman and our dinner and scholarship sponsor Hester. They've made it really possible for us to put on the event we've got today. So please find a few moments to speak with them too. Thank you.
Thank you, Alison. And on behalf of the Australian Council on Healthcare Standards, as the new Chief Executive, having only been in the role for less than 2 months now, I'm delighted to also welcome our distinguished guests and delegates to Sydney and to our conference. The ACHS is an independent, not-for-profit organisation dedicated to improving quality in healthcare. Our council represents governments, consumers, and peak health bodies throughout Australia. Since it was established in 1974, the ACHS has been working to improve the quality and safety of healthcare in Australia. As such, this year we're proudly celebrating our 40th year. 40 years of working with health services to improve systems and processes has enabled the ACHS to acquire a body of knowledge and expertise regarding continuous quality improvement, a discipline that contributes greatly to advancing patient safety. It has also enabled the ACHS to observe the quantum leaps in healthcare and those that have developed through continuous learning activities, advances in technology and clinical systems, and continuously striving to move beyond minimum standards to excellence. The first quantum leap, which was also observed by the quality gurus Berwick, Reason and Leap, was patient safety's entry into the healthcare landscape. The realisation that adverse events often occur because of system breakdowns, not simply because of individual ineptitude or equating error with incompetence. Another quantum leap to view healthcare as a system took place as people applied engineering design concepts to healthcare. Some of these changes related to tools and techniques, others related to organisations and people, such as training doctors and nurses to work better in teams, or including a pharmacist in the team during rounds. The ACHS is a strong and successful advocate for safe systems of care and continuous improvement. While we are proud of our achievements over the past 40 years, we are also keen to look to the future, to explore quantum leap opportunities going forward, and to work with our members and our partners to continuously improve and to make quality count. With more than 1,400 individual hospitals and healthcare organisations across Australia as members of the ACHS quality improvement programs, ranging from major metropolitan hospitals and community networks to small, remote, multi-purpose services, hospitals in the private sector and many day procedure centres, as well as specialist services including mental health and home care programs, the opportunities abound. Added to this, our international division, ACHS International, has evolved over the last 8 years and now services 18 countries committed to the ACHS accreditation philosophy of continuous quality improvement. This is a great endorsement of a system that is developed through the relationships ACHS creates with its members and the healthcare community generally. The ACHS is pleased to be joining the AHHA to deliver this conference and are delighted that you have made the effort to attend. We hope that you all get to experience a quantum leap moment of your own at the conference and will value the opportunity of attending, networking and learning. Thank you.
Thanks, Alison and Christine. I'd like to now welcome Uncle Alan Madden up to do the welcome, the Gadigal Elder. Alan's born Redfern, New South Wales, board member of the Metropolitan Land Aboriginal Land Council. He's worked with the Sydney of City Council, the AMSs, the ALS, the NCAP, the Sydney Harbour Foreshore Authority, Central Coast Aboriginal Heritage, just to name a few. He tells me he's retired, but I doubt it. So welcome, Alan.
Thank you. Once again, my name is Alan Madden, Gadigal Elder. Minister, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, two apologies for all you non-mourning people. Sorry. And not being able to welcome you to my country, my language, as we were forbidden to talk our language a long time ago. I'd like to acknowledge our Aboriginal elders, past and present, and pay my respects. And to all our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters, from whatever Aboriginal or island nation you may have come from, welcome to Cammeraygal. And to all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters here today, a very warm and sincere welcome to you to Cammeraygal. No matter where you've come from, whether it be across the seas, across the state or across town, once again, a very warm and sincere welcome to you to Cammeraygal. As I've mentioned many times before, was, is, and always will be Aboriginal land. Only three things surer than that: coming, taxation, and going. It is an honour and a pleasure to be here today to welcome one and all to Cammeraygal. Cammeraygal is one of 29 clans of the Eora Nation. The Eora Nation is bounded by the Hawkesbury River to the north, Nepean to the west, and George's River to the south. And in between those three mighty rivers is the Eora Nation. And in that nation, there are 29 clans. And the clans land we're on today is the Cammeraygal. On behalf of members of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council and of the Cammeraygal mob, once again, a very warm and sincere welcome to you. There's an old saying out there, and I think it's very appropriate for you mob here today. You fellows have heard it 1,000 times before. They say where there's a will, there's relatives. So once again, on behalf of Land Council and of the Cammeraygal mob, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. For five times since 1994, Gillian Skinner has gone to, with the party, has been re-elected as a member for North Shore. That in itself, I think, is a bit of a record in New South Wales. Started off as a journalist in Melbourne, becoming the first woman journalist on the Victorian Press Gallery. Later worked in Adelaide, Sydney, Southeast Asia, before opening her own consulting company. Has crossed both sides of the Rubicon because she was director of the New South Wales Office of Youth Affairs, and has served on bodies such as the Women's Advisory Council and the Youth Advisory Council. By a country mile, Gillian has had more experience in the health field than any other politician who's currently working in Australia. having first been appointed as Shadow Minister for Health in 1995, and I think I've known her since 1996. She has also held the shadow portfolios of Education, Training and Youth Affairs and Arts. It gives me great pleasure to welcome to give the opening address to the Minister, Gillian Skinner.
Thank you very much indeed, Mick. May I start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land upon which we meet and pay my respect to elders past and present, and thank you, Uncle Alan, for your warm welcome as always. I also wish to acknowledge Alison Verhoeven, Christine Dennis, and everybody here, all of the very distinguished guests from all around Australia and also overseas. I'm really delighted to add my welcome to you to the Quantum Leap Health Innovation Making Quality Count, the 2014 conference of the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association and the Australian Council on Healthcare Standards. I think the challenges facing the delivery of healthcare here in New South Wales are not too dissimilar to those faced by interstate and international guests here today. And in fact, in my very brief forays into travel overseas since I've been the minister, I'm astonished really at how common the issues are that we're all addressing. We all face the demands of an ageing population, coupled with a significant increase in the number of people dealing with the burden of chronic illness. So there's no doubt fostering innovation while maintaining quality is critical to ensuring that our health system meets these demands. Here in New South Wales, keeping people healthy and out of hospital while providing timely quality care is my mantra. It really remains our most important priority. The delivery of healthcare provision across primary, community and acute sectors is, in Australia, presents particular challenges for organising care around an individual, not the least of which is the multiple governments and other providers of healthcare. It can result in hospital-centred care that is expensive for the system and a difficult experience for patients and their clinicians. This is not a new challenge, but it is a crucial one to tackle. One key new initiative, of which I am enormously proud, is our four-year $120 million integrated care strategy, which I announced in March this year. This new focus on integrated care is a transformative step for health care in this state. For many people, the health system can be complex and hard to navigate. People can be referred to multiple healthcare professionals across primary, specialist, hospital, and community care. These healthcare professionals may or may not have access to the same information to guide the best care for the patient. To achieve a fully integrated health system, we're shifting the traditional focus from the hospital as the centre of care to a broader focus across the whole of the healthcare system. Integrated care will transform the health system to one that is more connected across all sectors. Better connections between providers will improve patient care, reduce the need for hospitalisations, and result in a more efficient use of our hospital resources. Our three integrated care demonstrator sites will work together with primary healthcare organisations and other local partners to develop and test innovative approaches to streamlining patient care. We believe that these different projects will be different in different places. They'll be tailored to meet particular needs of communities, which is why we've chosen three demonstrator sites, one country, one regional and one city. And of course, everybody else is entitled to put forward their ideas. This is $140 million. It's on top of the nearly $19 billion that we provide to the health system, which will enable those people to come up with their funds to join forces. And it's vital that we support this new integrated care approach by investing in information technology, and that we're also doing. The New South Wales government is committed to providing clinicians and patients with timely access to the information they need to make decisions about their care. Among our investments in technology is HealthyNet, which provides a single view of patient records to provide a comprehensive state of patient information and data. HealthyNet links this comprehensive patient information with all the different providers of health services. We are also extending the electronic medical record into community-based health. This will provide a common shared patient record across emergency, inpatient, outpatient, and community services. So we're really focusing on providing this care, this e-health record in New South Wales, of course, working with the Commonwealth and others in the patient control records development. The government here in New South Wales is also focused on supporting our healthcare providers and the patients with the benefits that advances in technology bring to healthcare. Just as we're focusing on development and implementation of innovative quality improvement programs, such as Between the Flags, a patient safety initiative aimed at recognising the deteriorating patient. This solution was designed by New South Wales health clinicians and implemented inside the electronic medical record. Initial rollouts have been to the majority of emergency departments across the state. Rollouts to the inpatient wards are scheduled to commence later this year, and I know that this initiative has been adopted internationally, as have another of the quality programs that have been developed in New South Wales, particularly involving the Clinical Excellence Commission. Today's program of events tackles the real issues we now face in terms of delivering healthcare, finding new ways to bring better care to our patients. So I'm really delighted to declare the 2014 Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association and the Australian Council on Healthcare Standards Conference open. I wish you all well, and only wish I could stay longer, but Parliament's sitting, so I'll make a quick exit, but wish you a very successful 2 days. Thank you very much.